We begin the current daven, Sechdes Nazu Dav Chaf. We begin four lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, our Mishnah said, Machlekes Bishame Bishil, regarding if someone took upon himself a large Naziris, and after the conclusion of the Naziris in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, he comes to Eretz Yisrael to bring his Karbonis, which is what a Nazir has to do when he concludes his Naziris. Now, rabbinically, Chutz La'aretz is considered Tameh, because we're concerned that there was the corpses are buried and it's not clearly demarcated so that a person would contract tumah from Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, on some level, it's like as if the previous Mishnah had said, by saying that you're fulfilling a Naziris while you're still in the cemetery, it's like you haven't fulfilled it. So basil hold that we penalize the entire counting that you had done up until now. So if let's say your Naziris was for 7 years, come to Eretz Yisrael to bring your Karbanis, you got to do over the whole 7 years. Bishama said no, that we penalize you just for 30 days, as the Gemara explained what's the premise of their machlekes regarding how severe was the tumah of Eretz Amim, if it's just Gusha, the land, or if it's even Avira, the airspace. Now, then, the Mishnah brought in our Gemara quotes, Maisnim behilni amalka b'chulu. There was an incident with Queen Hilni, where she had made a neder of being a Nazira for 7 years if her son comes back safely from the war, and he did. So she was a Nazira for 7 years. She came to Eretz Yisrael, and then Beis Hillel told her that she has to do it over the whole 7 years. So she did it over the 7 years. At the end of the 14 years, she became Tamei at the last day. And therefore she had to do over the whole thing again, which was for another 7 years. Turns out she was Nazira for 21 years. Now at the end of the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, l'hais Nazira el arba esrei shana. No, he said that Hilni Amalka was not Tameya, was not a Nazira for 21 years, but rather she was only a Nazira for 14 years. And that is where our Gemara says, Yiboilu, the following question. This that Rabbi Yehuda argued and said that she was only a Nazira for 14 years, and not 21 years. What is Rabbi Yehuda's disagreement with the interpretation of the Tanna Kamma? Is it Bishanitmeis? Is it that Rabbi Yehuda is saying to the Tanna Kamma, you're right, that she became Tamei at the end of her Naziris. Still, she was not a Nazira for 21 years. She was only a Nazira for 14 years. Why? Because about Liba de Bishamai, that's because Rabbi Yehuda holds the halach is like Bishamai, that the Nazira of having to do over from Chutz La'aretz when you come to Eretz Yisrael is only 30 days. Now therefore, she became Tamei at the end of 30 days. So she only had to be Nazira for another 7 years. Because her when she came to Eretz Yisrael, she wasn't, when she ended up becoming Tamei from that Naziris, was not another 7 year Naziris, which then had to be repeated again when she became Tameya. It's only a 30-day one. So you have the first 7 years she did outside of Eretz Yisrael, 30 days that we penalize because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Bishamai, and then at the end of the 30 days she became Tamei, so then she had to do over the whole Naziris of the 7 years that she had done outside, which is just 14 years. But no 21 years, and the reason why is because the Tanna Kamma was saying what Beis Hillel had said, which was to be 21 years. But Rabbi Yehuda holds like Bisham, and therefore he had said that no, actually it wasn't 21 years, it was just 14 years. Oidam, or the Gemara says, no, maybe what Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with the Tanna Kamma is Bishalai Nitmis, is that actually she never became Tamei. Maliba, Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Yehuda also agrees and doesn't argue in the Tanna Kamma that the halach is like Beis Hillel. The only thing that he's disagreeing with the Tanna Kamma is what happened, what was the story? Rabbi Yehuda says that the incident was that she didn't become Tamei. But you're right, Rabbi Yehuda would agree. If she would have, Hilni Amalka would have became Tameya, then she would have had to keep a Naziris of 21 years. So is it a principle Machlekes that he's arguing on the Halacha, that the Tanna Kamma is quoting it as Beis Hillel's opinion, which was to be 21 years, and whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds no, like Bishamai, there it's only going to be 14 years, because you have the 7 years outside and just 30 days that you have to do over. And then the 7 years that you have to do because it became Tameya at the end of the 30 days, that's why it's 14? Or no, that he agrees to Beis Hillel. But he's just disagreeing. What happened? She had 7 years outside, and she had to do over the 7 years inside, but she never became Tamei at the end of those 7 years, and that's why it was 14. So is Rabbi Yehuda like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel? So nothing more says Tashma. We could answer the question from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says, also La'aret, she came up to Eretz Yisrael after her 7 years of Naziris out of Eretz Yisrael. The Hagru Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel had told her that she has to be Nazira for another 7 years. Now the Rush points out that actually the Gemara didn't have to bring the whole text of this part of the story of the Mishnah. why the Gemara does say this whole part and then says b'chulu, etc., is because the Gemara wants to make the following inference. Just like according to the Tanakhama, that she became Tameya at the end of her Naziris, because that's how the whole story makes sense. It's only that she had 7 years outside of Eretz Yisrael, then 7 years inside, and then at the end of the 7 years, which she was doing over because it's like Bisil, she became Tameya. And then she had to do another 7 years. That would make it 7 times 3. But if, let's say, she had become Tameya sometimes in middle of that 7 years that she was penalized, that she had to do over in Eretz Yisrael, it wouldn't have been 21. It would have been less than that. So on that is what the Gemara is making the inference, just like according to the Tanakhama's version of this story with Hilna Malka. This that she became Tamei was at the end of her days of Naziris that she was doing over. So too, if you're going to say that one of these two interpretations, will also be that according to Behuda, that she became Tamei, again, which was the first version that was told that she became Tamei, would also be the end of the Naziris. Now therefore the Gemara asks, V'isol kadaitech b'shen nitmis v'alibe de b'shamai, if you would assume, like the first version, the first of the two options that the Gemara gave, that how do we interpret Rabbi Huda's opinion, is that is he agrees that she became Tameya. But when did she become Tameya? There was 7 years outside, and B'shamai holds it only has to be 30 days. So 30 days, and now you have to, once you become Tameya, you have to do over the 7 years that you've done outside, that's 14 years. But if that would be the case, just like we proved and illustrated from the Tanakhama's version of the story, that when did she become Tameya? At the end of the second, there's three sets of Naziris. There's the first one that she did outside of Eretz Yisrael. There's the one that she has to redo when she comes into Eretz Yisrael. And then there's you have to do it over because she had become Tameya. If you say like the first version, that we're saying Rabbi Huda says that the story was that she became Tameya, but it's only going to be 14 years because you only have the first 7 years. And you only have 30 days that you have to do over according to Beis Shammai. And then the third 7 years, which you have to do over because you became Tameya, and it was Saisir Yom Rishayim, what you had done outside. But then the Yach, if that's the case, then Rabbi Huda Omer, this Rabbi Huda says, Lohais Nazir Eli Yudal Shana, that she was only a Nazira for 14 years. That's not the case. It should have said, Yudal Shana B'shloish Miyayim Ebayle. It should have said that she was a Nazira for 14 years and 30 days. Because again, as we said, that everyone's agreeing that the story is, like the Tanakhama said, that the tuma that she contracted was at the end of her second Naziris. Now Tanakhama says that second Naziris was 7 years. So you're trying to say in the first option that Yehuda disagrees. He doesn't hold like Bishil. It's only going to be 14 years because he holds like Bishamai. But it's not just 14 years. If she would have became tuma less in the first day of doing it over in Eretz Yisrael, maybe that would be 14 years. But as we see from the Tanakhama's version, she became Tamei at the end of the second Naziris, which according to Beis Shammai, which we're saying Rabbi Huda holds like, fine, it's not 7 years, what you had taken upon yourself originally outside of Eretz Yisrael, but it's at least 30 days. And the Tamei is happening at the end. So it's not just 14 years, there's 14 years and 30 days. So therefore, the Gemara says it seems like it's not like the first option. And actually, the Gemara says, Tanin HaMehochi. Similar in the Braisa, which according to the interpretation of Rosh, what this means to say is, at least that we see that Rabbi Yehuda is obviously not going like Beis Shammai's opinion in our Mishnah. Why? Because we see Rabbi Yehuda, this Braisa tells us from Rabbi Yehuda himself, he says, in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, which this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer we have mentioned previously, the Amakra, there's a pasuk that says, Zois Toiras HaNazir. Now this is the halacha of a Nazir, which actually, and the pasuk then there continues and says Biyui Malesi Mei Nizre. So on that, Rabbi Eliezer, which Rabbi Huda holds like that, he's saying the name of Rabbi Eliezer, says Hatayra Amr, the Torah tells you Ki Nitma Biyui Malesi, when a person becomes Tamei from their Naziris on Biyui Malesi Mei Nizre, on the day that they conclude in their Naziris, meaning the last day of their Naziris, Ten Lei Torahs Nazir. Then we give the person a halacha, meaning what was Seiser, it's not Seiser, all of your Naziris. It's a unique halacha regarding the last day of Naziris, that's B'yoy Malays. Then we give you what's called Tayras HaNazir, which is the generic Naziris of a Nazir, which is 30 days. So if let's say you had a 7 year Naziris, all that you would, if you became Tamei on the last day, all that it would be Seiser would be 30 days. Now, on that, the Gemara is proving that if you would say that Rabbi Huda's reasoning why he said it was only 14 years, not 21 years, was because, yes, she became Tamei, but it's because Rabbi Huda holds like Beis Shammai. Now, since that she became Tamei at the end of the 30 days, as we proved from the Tanna Kamma's version, then actually she wouldn't be a Nazira for 14 years even. She would be a Nazira for 7 years and 60 days. Because if you're saying he's like Beis Shammai, so you had the first 7 years outside, you come in there, it's all the penalty is for 30 days. At the end of the 30th day, we're going again, we're talking about that it's the last day. That's what we're seeing from the Tanna Kamma's version. The last day, if you become Tamei, no matter how long your Naziris was, all Rabbi Yehuda holds, like, which is the name of Rabbi Eliezer, as we've had his opinion before, is that all you have to do is another 30 days. So it can't be like Beis Shammai. And therefore, obviously, you have to say it's like the other version, like Beis Hillel, where it's just that he's arguing regarding the story, it's that she never became Tamei. So of course, it's going to be 14 years. But to say like Beis Shammai wouldn't be an option, because it's not like the way we said it before, that it should be 14 years and 30 days. But what we see from this b'ris is, for a different reason, it can't be like Beis Shammai. Because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, like Rabbi Eliezer, that if you become a Tamei at the end of any Naziris, all you're going to be sized is 30 days. So it's going to be 7 years and 30 days plus another 30 days, which is 60 days, and not how Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in the Mishnah as saying 14 years. So it must be like the second version is that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Beis Hillel. If she had become Tamei, it would have been for 21 years. But she didn't become Tamei, and that's why it was only for 14 years. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, talking about this topic about Kabbalas Naziris, about the ramifications of when you accept upon yourself a Naziris. So the Mishnah says the following halacha. Misha hayu shtei kitei edim me'idus aisai. If somebody had 2 sets of witnesses, meaning each set has 2 witnesses, has to be al pishnaim edim yakum davar. So each set, there's 2 sets of witnesses that are saying testimony regarding a certain person. Now, elu me'idim shenazir shtayim. 1 set of witnesses are testifying that this man accepted upon himself 2 Naziris. Now, if you have witnesses testifying regarding you, so then that's the halacha you have to maintain, and there is discussion in the Rush of talking about that the person, the subject, was silent, and then you say shtika kaido, or even if he wasn't silent, depending if we say that, as the case here is talking about, that the 2 sets are contradicting themselves on some level. But the point is, when you have witnesses testifying regarding you, so then you have to fulfill the obligations because they're believed. Now, 1 set of witnesses said that he accepted 2 Naziris. The Elu Me'idim, Shenazir Chamesh, but the other set of witnesses say that no, at this moment that you, the other set of witnesses, say that he accepted a neder of 2 Naziris, we say that we saw that he accepted 5, not 2. So they're disagreeing. Beshame and Beshame say, look, Nechlekoha Edus, we have contradictory testimony, Benkan Naziris, and there's no vows of Naziris that have to be fulfilled based on their testimony, because they contradict each other, so they negate each other out. But Rabbi Silaim, they say that no, yes, bechlal chamish dayim, in 5, there's 2, shehein nazir shtayim, that at least you should keep naziris of 2. All 4 witnesses, 2 sets of witnesses, they all agree you got to keep at least 2. It's just regarding the other 3 that's in dispute. So that you could say they negate each other, but 2 for sure you got to keep. And if Rabbi Silaim hold, he has to fulfill at least 2 sets of naziris. And the Gemara says that Masnit Niloike Haitana, our Mishnah's version of the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is not like the following Tana's version of their Machlekes. The Tana like Linda Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel, B'nai Shab Yechim and Bereka Emir. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechim and the son of Bereka, said, Loi Nechleku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Ashtei Kiti Edim. There is no disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding when there's 2 sets of witnesses, where Achasei Merish Tayim, Achasei Merish Chamesh, meaning the way our Mishnah says. One set of witnesses say that he accepted 2 vows of Naziris, and one says he accepted 5 vows of Naziris. Shiesh b'chlal chomishtayim. This version, Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishev Yechim Bereka, holds that since there's complete testimonies, meaning the 2 witnesses that are coming together, they're not contradicting each other, and the other set of witnesses, those 2 witnesses, are not contradicting each other, so regarding the first 2, we have truisms that's coming from the 2 sets of witnesses. Everybody's going to agree that he has to fulfill at least 2. Regarding the remaining 3, that he doesn't have to because they're negating. Now, Aman Nechaku, then, so what is the case that Beis Shammai disagree, that they do argue? That's Al-Kat Achas, when you have 1 peer, 1 set of witnesses, 2 people, Echad or Mishtayim, Echad or Mechamesh, 1 of the people are saying he accepted 2. The other guy was saying, I was right there with you. He accepted 5. That's where Beis Shammai disagree, and they say that no, that one set of witnesses, again, one aid on his own, is not believed. It's a peer that work together. They work in tandem. Now, on that, Bisham is saying, the set itself, when there are two different sets, Rabbi Shmuel says, each one has solidarity. And therefore, they're saying truth, and they're saying truth, at least regarding the first two. Now, regarding the remaining three, fine, that's in dispute. So that you don't have to keep. But when it's the same set of witnesses, one guy's lying and one guy's saying the truth. And therefore, you only have one true witness because they're obviously in dispute in that same peer that they are. If Rabbi Shami says, then you don't have to keep any Nazirs. And Basil say that no, yes, b'chalal chamish taim. Even in this case, they say that no. Even in five, there's two, and therefore they're both agreeing and testifying that two has to be kept. They're both agreeing that he took at least two. Now, whereas the Tan of our Mishnah hold that Basil also agrees that if it was one set of witnesses, that it's nechlekai dusam, like Bishamai says. So we have this machlekes in our Mishnah and Mishmol b'noi shabrech b'mbreka, which would be a difference between Bisham and Basil, where in our Mishnah, Bishamai says it's a problem even two sets, and regarding the Braisa of Bishmol, that Basil in the Mishnah would hold that it's going to be a problem even with one set, and however, in the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel's version of Beis Hillel is saying that no, even the same set itself, two people, one saying five, one saying two, Beis Hillel holds it's okay because the one who's saying five agrees to two. So it's just the remaining three that they're disputing, and therefore he has to keep this Naziris of two at least. Now, Amar Rav. Rav says that in this last version of Rabbi Shmuel and the Brice that we just said, that the Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel is even in one set of witnesses, and where one says two and one says five. However, Rav says, Hakol Moedim Emayna. Everybody agrees that when the witnesses are counting, where, for example, let's say, as the Gemara will shortly explain, where one of the witnesses says that he made a Naziris of one and two, and the second person says, no, he was Nazir three Naziris and four and five. So since they counted their numbers, that's as if they are contradicting themselves. And therefore, their Rav would agree, their Basil would agree, that would not be valid in the same set of witnesses. Now, on that, I'm Rav Chama, Rav Chizda. Rav Chama said to Rav Chizda, my Kama, what is this that Rav is saying? That Beis Hillel would agree, although he says even in the same set of witnesses, one says five, one says two, he says it's still okay, you have to keep two. What is this case that Rav's told me where they got down to numbers, they started counting, well, oh, that's contradictory. That's not going to work according to Beis Hillel. So, Elaim, if you're going to say that it means Echorem Chomish Veloy Shtaim, where one guy says it's five and not two. Ve'echorem Shtaim Veloy Chomish, other one says no, it's two and not five. So, now the Gemara asks, Hokamach She'adodi. Well, that's clearly contradicting each other. And that would be obvious. What would be the Chiddush and Rav telling us that Beis Hillel would agree over there? If they're clearly contradicting each other, they disagree. Then obviously they can't work together to be a set of witnesses. The only reason why we said Beis Hillel up until now was because he said two. Didn't say and not five, and he said five. Didn't say not two. So we could say that within five is two, so they're agreeing on those two. So for that is where they're coming together. The other three, okay, that we dispute, that we're not working together for. But if he says explicitly five, not two, and he says two, not five, of course they're not going to work. So El Rav, the Gemara says, the case of Rav is talking about, Ve'echad oimer achas v'shtayim. One of the witnesses says, he said one, and then two. The Echorem, the other set of witnesses, the other witness says, no, he said, Shalish, Arba, Chomesh. He said, three, four, five. That's how he said he accepted upon himself Nazir. He said, I'm going to do three Naziris, and then he said four, and then he said, and he said five. That's how he said that, this how this witness said regarding the Kabbalist Naziris of this person. And therefore, that's what Rav says, since they're getting down to numbers, so then we say that, it's as if they're contradicting each other, because if you wanted to say two and your five is two, so we could work that out. But if you start mentioning numbers, it's like as if you're saying that, no, it's one, two, and not something else. And when you're saying three, four, five, you're not mentioning one, two, it's like you're explicitly coming to argue with the other person who said it's only two. Theobis Hill would agree that's not going to work. Now, as we continue on Talmud Beis, and that is what Rav Chama asks, if that's obviously what Rav's Halacha was coming to say, well, then, halam ali. In other words, then why is that considered contradicting the other witness? Where one says 3, 4, he's not contradicting the other one who said 1-2, because we could say that what the witness is saying is that, essentially he's saying, is why do I have to mention 1 and 2? In other words, what his friend said, he says, I agree to what he said, as Rav Chama says. Hashdi Yashleima, if now you could say, Chamir to Amar, that the second witness said, I'm being more stringent than you, I'm adding on to what you said. So the Girsa takes out this word Rav, and says, Sakilta loy Amar. So the more lenient, the lesser number, what? That I don't have to say. In other words, he's saying that the earlier numbers of 1 and 2, the more lenient numbers of how much the count of Naziris was that my friend said, isn't it obvious that that was included in what I was coming to say? Why should I have to mention it? Of course what I'm saying is included in what he said. And therefore Rav Chama disagrees with the Halacha of Rav. And he says that even if you get down to numbers, and one says 1, 2, and the other one says 3, 4, 5, that's not because he's disagreeing. He's just adding on. He said 1, 2, and then he starts where he left off, which is 3, 4, 5. And therefore, again, Rav Chama disagrees, and he says Beis Hillel would still hold that you would say Bechlal Chamesh Eshtayim, and that the person would have to bring the two Naziris. Moreover, as we see, Amir B'Marava, they say in Eretz Yisrael, Ein HaKasha B'Mayna, there is no contradiction between the two witnesses, even when they get down to counting the numbers, which exactly was like how Rav Chama had asked on the Halach of Rav, and therefore they conclude that even there, Beis Hillel would hold that you will have to keep those two Naziris because Bechlal Chamesh is Shtayim. Hanu lach Misha'ama, we shall return to you the third parak of Masechtas Nazir, parak Misha'ama, and with that we begin the fourth parak of Masechtas Nazir, parak Misha'ama, again, which continues on this theme about Kabbalah's accepting of a Naziris. So the Mishnah says, Misha'ama hareini Nazir. Someone says, I'm going to be a Nazir, which is the acceptance of Naziris. And his friend hears him accepting his Naziris, and he says, and me. Now his friend hears him saying, and me, and the third guy says, Vani, and me. So the halacha is kulam nazirim, they're all nazirim, the first guy, the second guy who said, ani, and the third guy who said, Vani. Now, huta harishon, if the first person that took the Naziris who said, areini nazir, becomes permitted from his vow by what's called hataras chachamim, that he goes to a sage who nullifies it retroactively, so hutra kulan. So therefore now all the other ones, their naziris are also permitted and they don't have to keep it because their naziris were contingent and dependent and created on the foundation of the first one. Because they said, and me what? Just like you is me. Now, but the problem is, once you go to a chacham who's mata the neder, it's oikir l'mafrei, it retroactively says that there was no neder of naziris here. So it means to say, yours and yours, who was contingent on his, is also nothing. So all their nadarm of naziris are permitted. However, huta achron. So let's say the last guy who feels like a third wheel, he's like, why did I take this Naziris? I said Vani. If he goes to Chacham and permits his Nadir of Naziris, so ha'achron muta b'kul nasturim. So only the last guy is permitted, but the rest are forbidden because they weren't contingent on him. He was contingent on them. So if he permits himself, he's permitted, but they're still in their Nadir of Naziris. Now let's say Amah Hareini Nazir. Let's say someone says, I want to be a Nazir. V'shamach ha'veiri v'amar. Now his friend hears and he says, not Vani. He says, pi kipiv, my mouth should be like his mouth. Or he says, visari kisari, my hair should be like his hair. Sari is a nazir. So he has halacha of a nazir, just like that first person. Now, let's say hareini nazir, another case. Let's say someone says, I want to be a nazir. Dushama ishtoi va'amra va'ani. Now his wife hears him doing this. And she says, and me. Now, the halacha is, mefer eshala v'shaloi kaim. He could be mefer, his wife's Nedra of Naziris, and his he could maintain. Now the reason being is because his Naziris was not contingent on her Naziris, because he made the Naziris first. She made her Naziris contingent on his, and she said, and me too. So just like a husband could always be made for the Nedra or Naziris of his wife, he could do the same thing over here, and that would not affect his Naziris. Now, whereas Hareini Nazira, if the woman's the first one to go, she says, I want to be a Nazira, Vishama bai love omavani. Now the husband hears and he says, and me. Now the halacha is in the yachal hafer. He cannot be made for haneder anymore. Now the reason being is because if he would be made for haneder, what that would make that his neder of naziris would also be batal, as our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says when you have someone that's contingent, dependent on the other one, and the first one becomes permitted, which is what he's doing when he's made for haneder, Hutru Kulam, all the later Nedarim of Naziris become permitted too. Now the problem with that is that the Torah says Loyachal Devarai. A person cannot nullify their own Nedar. So therefore he's stuck. He created a bind for himself because now, by trying to be made for her Nedar, he's going to be made for his own Nedar. Now he's not allowed to. It's a violation of Loyachal Devarai. So therefore he's stuck now because since he's now dependent on her Nedar of Naziris, he can't be made for her Naziris anymore. Now let's say Hareini Nazir Va'at. Let's say a husband says, I'm going to be a Nazir, and you. And he says this in a question. He says, and what about you? Do you also want to be a Nazir? Va'amra Amen. And she says, yes. She says, I want to be Nazir too. So the halacha here is made for Eshalav V'Shalaykayim. He could still be made for when she says yes, and that is considered a fulfillment of an acceptance of a Naziris when saying Amen. So although she became a Nazir, he could be made for her Naziris, but that would not affect, and his Naziris would still be intact, because again, his Naziris was not dependent on hers, hers was dependent on his. But let's say she goes first, she says, I want to be a Nazira, and she asks him, do you also want to be a Nazir like me? For Amr Amen, and he says, yes. Then, again, he cannot be made for her Nedir of Naziris anymore, because again, his Naziris was based as from a springboard from her Naziris, which she was saying, I am, and how about you? Which is extending like Vani, but here coming from someone else saying, and how about you? And if he says Amen, he's really being based off her Naziris, and therefore, if he would be made for her Neder, he'd be Matar's own Neder, which is a violation of Leach HaDavar, and therefore, in this case, he wouldn't be able to be made for the Neder. The Gemara qualifies the halacha of our Mishnah. Yosef Rish Lakish kamed Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. Rish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya. The Yosef came and he was sitting and he was saying that we learned in the Mishnah when someone says Harini Nazir and his friend hears and he says and me and the other one hears and says and me. Now, so we said that they're all going to be Nazirim. So on that, Rish Lakish said, "V'hu she'tfisu kulan b'techid eidim." But this is only if all of the later people grabbed on. They did hatfasa, which is being matfis, your own neder of Naziris, by transferring from someone else, which is essentially what they're doing. Ani is not a Kabbalah Naziris. Saying, and me, like you, I want what you have to be for me. I'm transferring your Naziris onto me. That's only if all these later people were within the framework of the amount of time to speak. Now, the Gemara says, but what does it mean in the time frame that it takes to speak? It's Kadei She'elah Shalom, the amount of time it takes to greet somebody. Have to be within that time frame that you said and me, then you get into that person's to join the club and you also become a Nazir. Now, but Kama Kadei She'elah Shalom, how much time is it to greet somebody? It's Kadei She'elah Shalom Tamad L'Rav, the amount of time that it takes for a student to greet his teacher, which is three words, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, peace be on you, my teacher. Now, therefore, what Rish Lakish was telling Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya was that only three people can be matvis, the neder of Naziris of the first person who said Harini Nazir. But a fourth person would not be able to, because you already had Vani, Vani, Vani. That's already the time it takes to say three words of Shalom Alecha Rabbi, the way a student greets his teacher. The fourth person would be already after Achat Toich Kedei Dibur, and therefore that wouldn't be valid anymore. It has to be within a certain time frame that we see that's connected to the previous word that was said of Harini Nazir. Within that time frame, which is a halachic concept in many different areas, that's like as if the sentence is still extant, you could then grab onto it and say, and me. But if a day later say, and me what? What is that connected to? Time frame is the amount of time it takes to say three words. So therefore, it would have been only three people, but the fourth person, if he says Vani and me, you're too late. You can't. There's nothing for you to grab onto from the first person statement of Harini Nazir. Now, on that Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya said to Rish Lakish, if that's the case, Tuvli Shavkis Ravkal Tamida, that means you haven't left any opportunity for a student. What that means to say is, if let's say someone says Harini Nazir, and a student of a certain teacher hears that and he wants to say Vani, but at that time, would an opportunity have it that his Rebbe walks by? So his Rebbe walks by, he says, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Now if that's the case, he can't be matris anymore for the neder that was originally made because he already used up that three-word time frame to say hello to his Rebbe. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya disagrees with Rish Lakish, and he holds that even a fourth person could be matris a neder, and the reason being is because
that's still considered connected to Kedei Dibur. So it's like Toch Kedei Dibur, because the time frame of Kedei Dibur, yes, is three words. But the fourth word, the fourth Va'ani, is connected to Kedei Dibur, and therefore Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya says that that would be considered within the time frame of being able to latch on to the first person statement of Areini Nazir. Because to say that a student wouldn't be able to grab on because he has to say hello to his Rebbe, and that's already way too late, is not mistaber. It's not logical to say that he wouldn't be able to grab on to if by greeting he wouldn't be able to, and therefore, again, he disagrees, not like Rish Lakish, that's only three words, but even a fourth person of Ani is attached, at least, to the time frame of Kedei Dibur, and even four people could grab onto and Bekulam Nazirim of the first person's statement of Hareini Nazir.